All right. Good morning and welcome to the newest episode of All Things Pagan, the podcast that is by pagans for pagans. I am your host, Reverend Sylvanus Treewalker, Order of the Standing Oak. And we've got a lot to talk about today. I've got a little bit of time to do it so I can keep this file size small enough to put on the podcast. A lot of things have been going on. If you get a chance to, I suggest that you check out the Wild Hunt blog by Jason Pitsy Walters. Lots of stuff going on. A very interesting post about church-state separation. Some posts on situations that are going on with Santeria and voodoo in our world today. Different situations are going on with those particular religious paths in the country. Also, today we're going to talk a little bit, just for a little bit, about what the differences are between traditions. And the traditions we're going to talk about today is Wicca and witchcraft versus Druidry. To go through some of them right now. Wicca is small group oriented, tends to be focused on secrecy. Some groups have different emphases, whether it be spell casting, activism, feminism. Most Wiccan rituals tend to be short. Some can be as quick as 15 minutes. Wiccan worship tends to be dualistic in that they focus on a lord and lady, a single pair of mated god and goddess, or at least corresponding god and goddess. That, and also Wiccans tend to see, and most witches tend to see, deity as archetypes, psychological aspects of our mind, and I personally don't get that. I can't do the ritual as therapy thing, you know, that, you know, you do a ritual that everything's going to be all right because the goddesses are going to, gods and goddesses are going to take care of you and do this, but really it's just self-help. I don't see that. It seems also that there are a lot of witch wars and problems within the Wiccan community because of priestess ego or priest ego. A lot of writers that have been doing a disservice to paganism in general by writing rehashed 101 books that, you know, they just keep churning them out for specifically for the publishers of like Llewellyn Books. Certain authors that seem to do the same thing over and over and over and over again. In my mind, and this is just my opinion, are authors like, let's say A.J. Drew, who wrote Wicca for Men, D.J. Conway, Edane McCoy, just different people like that. It just seems like they're writing the same thing over and over again, and I don't see how that is contributing to the pagan movement. I mean, you know, it's giving people a book to buy when they go to Barnes & Noble, but as far as it really doing a service to the pagan community. Now we're going to talk about the differences between Wicca and Druidry. Druidry tends to be, in some instances, large group oriented, which means it could be anything above what a normal Wiccan coven would be. A Wiccan coven that has 7 to 8 people is fairly large. Most druidic rituals, if you have the people to come to them, can be as high as 20, 30, maybe even 40 people. They tend to be a lot longer than your average Wiccan ritual. There tends to be a lot of pageantry and things that are going on within the ritual. A lot of inclusionary things to happen during ritual. One of the differences between the ritual styles, in general, druids do not necessarily cast a circle. Also, as far as the elemental correspondences, earth, air, fire, and water for the witch isn't necessarily the same for a druid. It's land, sea, and sky. we do not see fire as an element. Fire to a Druid or a Celtic reconstructionist is a spirit that was given by the gods. So we tend to not necessarily follow the exact same attributions of ritual. And the thing is, Wicca itself, other than the pagan practices that it's rooted from, is relatively new. Druidism and Druidry is more ancient, per se, in that the Druids were recognized by figures in history such as Strabo and Caesar, Augustus Caesar, and Pliny the Elder. He had dealings with different Druids and things like that. And the roles of a witch and the role of a Druid in society were different. A witch was a healer, a midwife, a woman who cast spells of love for that certain maiden to get her man and stuff. But the Druids were a social caste. The Druids were judges, administrators of Brehon Law. Druids were philosophers. Druids had duties given to them by clan chieftains and by many of the high kings of Ireland and itself and the other areas where Druids were prevalent. Also, Druids were respected in that they were able to pass among tribes and pass among clans unmolested because of the respect that the people had for them. So they were able to be emissaries to deliver messages and to keep, you know, things in check. Even during times of war, they were greatly used. They could cast a satire upon their enemies. A satire or another form of a curse that a druid could cast is called a lorica, and the lorica would be against an enemy or to slight a redress against that particular druid. So also a lot of times you go by the idea that the Wiccans follow in it harm none, do what ye will. That's the Wiccan Reed, which is actually taken in part from Aleister Crowley's Book of the Law, which is the Love is the Law, Love Under Will, Ain't It Harm None, Do What You Will, which, you know, everybody doesn't necessarily realize that a lot of Gardner's ritual format came from Aleister Crowley and ceremonial magic and various other things. In Druidy, Dreacht, or the Gaelic word for druid or druidism is Dreacht, and it means what druids do. And druid is oak, and id is wise. So the druids were oak wise. And Dreacht was the magic that druids did. Druids were male and female. There were archdruidesses. There were women that were within the orders. There were female bards. There were female ovates. There were all. There was a greater mode of respect and equality between the sexes within the druidic castes, and they were able to be a lot more open. A witch had to be a lot more hidden because of during the Christian times, witches were considered heresy. And if you notice in Ireland specifically, a lot of the sacred sites that were important to the pagans were canonized and taken over by the Catholic Church. And what had happened was during the beginnings of the Catholic Church in Ireland, they adopted a lot of the superstitions of the people and melded them in with their Christianity until eventually they had, as they would say with Patrick, had ran the snakes out of Ireland, which that is a symbology of running the pagan paths and beliefs and superstitions out of Ireland, which that isn't necessarily happened. There are still people that follow the old folkways. There are still people that go into the woods to look for those herbs that help with migraines, and there's still people that work magic to have a good harvest in their potato crop or a good catch when they go out into the ocean to get their fish and various things like that. So there are a lot of differences between Wicca and Druidry. Also, Druidry in itself seems to be more esoteric, exoteric, excuse me, as in we deal more with the earth, the spirits of nature, the gods, and our ancestors. And Wicca tends to be more esoteric. Tarot cards, spells, clairvoyance, all that kind of thing. And it's not to say that druids don't practice any of that stuff. For a lot of us, we do. I personally came out of witchcraft into druidry because of the fact that I found that dualism and Jungian archetypes didn't work for me. I found that the pantheon, the family, the tribe, and the literal transcendence of what a god is, that a god could be real. The gods are real. When I step out the door of my house, I see the trees. I see the animals. I see the spirits of place. I see my kin. That's real to me. So it's just a lot of different things that just bring Druidism to me to life. Now, I don't shun my Wiccan past. I'm still part of a coven, and there are times when certain types of magic that I do tend to be more witchcraft oriented. But in the same vein, I am more attuned to the earth and my ancestors through Druidism than I ever was with Wicca. And that's just a thought for today. I would just, give you that little bit to think about. Also, the god and goddess for today is, we're going to go with the god and goddess of today. We need some justice in this world. So, for the god of the day, we need Thor. Thor's hammer to crash down upon those that would try to keep us from our path, that would try to restrict us. And Thor, he's a mighty god. He has his hammer Mjolnir, which returns to him whenever it's thrown. Thor is just a god that sometimes you need to call on when you're just not getting the answers and justice that you need in a situation. The goddess of the day, I think we need to temper justice with a little bit of beauty and caring and feeling. So today's goddess is the mother goddess Danu, the mother of the Tuatha De Danann, the goddess who gives us our life, that gives us our breath. I don't know. Just go on to the web or in any of the books that you might have, and look up Thor and read in depth and study about Thor and study about Danu. You'll find a lot of information about them. Personally, believe it or not, I recommend to get a good view on a lot of different goddesses and gods. The Witch's Goddess and the Witch's God by Stewart and Janet Farrar, or Farrar, as some people say. There's a lot of great information in those books to help you study the gods and goddesses of different pantheons and of different countries. We're going to cut this off a little bit short today just so I can make the file size for this podcast. So if you would like to add any thoughts to this podcast, you can email them to me, sylvanus93@hotmail.com or tworkman@mchsi.com. Also, I cordially invite you to join the Druids Grove, which is my online forum at www.druidsgrove.com /envisionplus.net. We have lots going on, lots of great discussions, and we would like you to be a part of it. Also, if you have any questions about Order of the Standing Oak, a new tradition in Druidry that is forming here in the good old Midwest, southwest part of Missouri, you can send an email to me, sylvanus93@hotmail.com, and in the subject line, type in Order of the Standing Oak, and I'll give you what information I have. And basically, I want to say I thank you all for taking the time to listen to the podcast, and I ask that you subscribe to it, pass it on to your friends, let people know that there are podcasts out there specifically for pagans. So until next time, this is Reverend Sylvanus Treewalker for all things pagan.